Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the meaning of hospitality. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I can remember speaking in a place in which one of the men said to me, our pastor is a great example of a lover of hospitality. Why? Because that was one of the requirements that we just read here in verse 8, but a lover of hospitality. So as you look at the verse there, he told me that. I mean, I was there, and it was a Christian college, and he was the pastor of the church of that college. And the man worked in that college and under the pastor. And he said, our pastor's a great example of the lover of hospitality. And then he went on to explain why. He says he has the entire church to his house over a period of time. Now, it was a large church, very large church. And three Sunday nights of the month, he would have about 20 to 30 people at his house. After services, they would have snacks and fellowship. So in the course of a year, everyone gets to visit in the home of the pastor and his family. And they say that is an example of hospitality. And he went on to say he even has a time when all the deacons and their wives come over to his house for dinner. And they serve their deacons and their wives there at the dinner. And they have a time of fellowship together. They do that once a year. And so he was telling that to me. And I said, well, you must pay him pretty well for him to be able to take care of those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that you have in your church like that three times a month and coming and taking at different times. And when they come over throughout the year, by the time he's got them all and the deacons and their wives, you must pay him very well to be able to give himself to that kind of hospitality, to buy all that food and other things that he does, and then to clean up the house and to do all the work afterwards. Boy, I tell you, you must take good care of him. Well, the guy kind of probably didn't like what I said. They were using offering plate money to do it. And so they thought, okay, let's do this. The pastor probably thought that. I want to do this to have everybody over. And so they get to know the pastor. They get to know him. And it's not just a one-time meeting. They come over as often as they will. And so sometimes when you have something like this, then you have somebody that's probably, and I'm not accusing the people of this, but it's probably promoting themselves. But it is not the hospitality the Bible speaks of, okay? Now, I'm sure the people enjoyed going to his house. Now, in that he had a college, he had kids on work scholarship that also did a lot of the serving, a lot of the stuff, and putting it together. And so, just understand that all of that about, oh, how much he gave themselves, and it is important that he was willing to be at his house. I'm not putting that down and doing that, but to equate that with giving to hospitality is not really how the Word of God is laying that out. that is a promotional idea that is used, okay? They like to do that. It promotes an individual. It promotes a person. And what is called in the secular world is marketing methods. And basically, that's what they do. They do this marketing method. And so, contemporary churches, they'll teach things like this to their leaders. But you find in many of these churches, missions hurts, as well as standards going down, even abandoned. Usually you hear, well, we got to rethink this because we're operating not on Bible, but on tradition, and we need to correct that. No, they go out and they correct a new tradition that lacks the holiness that the old tradition had. The first church I pastored as a young man, as a matter of fact, I was still in Christian college when I took that church over. And to be honest with you, they only had 19 members. And so if you had 19 to 20 there on a Sunday when I first went, that was a good number. I mean, almost 100%. And we found that you had people coming, but really, there weren't that many. There just wasn't that many. Now, I could know every person in the church by name, and I did back then. I mean, for me as a young man, just to have to memorize 19 names wasn't hard, and got to know their children as well. So that came along. So there was that. But what I decided to do, and this before we ever knew about this, have the whole church over. That was things being pushed, not just in the church I had visited, but in other churches as well. But when I saw that it was going on a lot of places, I realized it was a marketing theme, and some of them will admit that that's where they learned it, was through the contemporary teaching of marketing your church. Well, I thought I would like to make this tie with all the people stronger in the church. And so what I designed was that on a Sunday night, once a month, and it was usually the fourth Sunday of the month, okay, we would have fellowship night. We had people bring a dessert of some kind to share, and there'd be coffee and maybe Kool-Aid or tea for the others that don't drink coffee, and that's about the only thing the church would provide is the coffee and the tea, but still, it was a thing that we would have together, and it would help people, because I did notice that when we first started there, several of the people, when you only have 19 and four or five of them don't come back, then it really looks low, but that's the way it happened. And so we had that time of after church fellowship. Now, I was there at that church for 5.5 years, and we continued that the whole time. Once a month, the fourth Sunday, we all got together. It was that fourth Sunday each month. So I did that 12 times a year. Now, you must understand, again, that starting out with 19 people, we're trying to strengthen the fellowship, good clean fellowship, good spiritual fellowship, and that was a help. Average attendance did grow in the church when people started working together. And the word fellowship, by the way, in the Bible, has the idea of a partnership. And as you grow to love one another, you grow to develop a partnership in serving the Lord in the local church. And so instead of using the church monies to buy desserts and foods and all these other things, we let people of their own way make it. I remember having a college group in with their singers, great, did a great job. I mean, it's a good service. But what was interesting, those young college boys, they weren't used to that, but they stayed afterwards with us, and one of our ladies had, it's hunting season, I guess, because she had barbecued and served it deer meat with some yellow rice, and nobody can make yellow rice better than that lady does. And so those boys were talking about that. Have us back to your church. Have us back to your church. But that's what they got out of it. But our people just got that good fellowship from it all. Now, when I got ready to leave that church, we had over 120 members and was averaging in the 70s in attendance on Sunday mornings. So that was a big change from when I come there 5.5 years earlier. Now, the thing is, it wasn't that people were coming there for that once-a-month meal. No, they weren't coming there for that, because even some of the newer ones did not come back on Sunday night. But we were working together. People were working together to go out and win souls. People were working together to try to get others into church. And a lot of things happened. God blessed it. It was really a good thing. So when I left that church 5.5 years later, I turned it over to another pastor that I had recommended, and he went on and led that church in a very great way for 17 years. So what I'm saying is that the church has to have behaviors become with holiness, and part of that behavior is a pure fellowship. It's a pure partnership. It's a pure time of just enjoying one another's person and getting to know each other better as they serve the Lord together. And so I encourage that from time to time in places where I go, that they may want to try that when they're small churches and they're trying to get something going. I think that's a great thing to do. Now, when he says here in verse 8, a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to exhort the gainsayers. So now you go there in verse 8. He's a lover of hospitality. And then you just see how that whole thing finishes up. And so when I look at something like that, you wonder, well, what's going on here? You know, there's a Greek word, philologos, from which we get our word philanthropist. And this is one whose practice is to be consistent in goodness toward others. As a matter of fact, it even has the word philio, which is a friendship type of love, involved in that word of fellowship. So what we now we're seeing is how this benefits hospitality.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
It's my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet.